Okay, Parshas Kisaitse. Kisaitse alachama yadecha. Unasana shemalkecha yadecha v'shavisa shivyon. Besides the Pashup Shat in the Pashup Kamat, any sefer we open up says Kisaitse alachama refers to the Muhammad. La Muhammad, the Muhammad. Which is the Muhammad? Muhammad with the Yetzahar. When you go to Muhammad yadecha, who's your enemy? Your enemy is the Yetzahar. This is a Chavos Chaim. Kiseitze Ramacham al Yevecha. If you fight against the Yetzahara, Yisoid is Kiseitze. You have to go out and fight. Don't wait till the Yetzahara comes to you and brings in a sign in front of you. Kiseitze Ramacham. You have to go out and fight al Yevecha against the enemy of the Yetzahara. And a person goes out and he fights, and a person shows that he wants to conquer the Yetzahara, he'll be Zayfet to Siyat and Ishmael, Habog, Tahar, Messiah, Noisai, or the Son of Hashem al Kecha Biyadecha. And Hashem will give over the Yetzahara in your hands. And you'll be able to conquer the Yetzahara. That's only if you go out to fight. If you wait till the Yetzahara comes to you, it's quite too late. B'shavisa shivyoy. And you'll capture a captive. When a person conquers the Yetzahara, a person does tshuva, what happens to his aveiros? Zedainos nasu like his chuyos. The aveiros that he did can turn into chuyos. The person does a tshuva me'ava, an emes tshuva. So a person who goes out to fight against the Yetzirah, and he really means it, he'll be zoicha me'ava. He'll be zoicha that Hashem will give over the Yetzirah in his hand, b'shavisa shivya, and he'll capture a captive. He'll capture back all the aveiros that he did, and I'll be able to turn them into zechuyos, into mitzvahs, through the tshuva they does, the tshuva me'ava they does, b'shavisa shivya, he'll capture back all of the aveiros the Yetzirah enticed him to do. Tuna Magid has a nice marshal, then we set it over. There was once a person who had very good midos, midos tovos, never became angry, never got upset, never let anything bother him, always was meichel people, very generous, very patient, midos tovos. No one ever saw him get angry. But he ayoyev, it comes that day, he walks into his house, and there's a ganef robbing, there's a ganef in his house stealing. Boy, does he get angry. Boy, does he let it out. He lets all his anger out on that ganef, and he takes a stick, and he whoops the ganef, and he hits him, and the ganef goes running out of the house, bleeding, wounded from the anger of this person. So the neighbors who saw this happen say to him, How could this be? You of all people, you never were angry, you never saw a day in your life when you were angry. How could it be that because the ganef was in your house, you let loose all your anger, and you hit the ganef so hard? So he says to them, the truth is, I'm like anybody else. I also have emotions, I also do get angry. But I control my anger. I'm able to control it. I'm maver al midosov. Whenever I do feel the urge to get angry, I'm able to control myself and I let it go by. But with this ganef, if I would have been patient with him and I would have been nice to him, he would come back a second time. He would come back and I can't afford to have the ganef come back again. So therefore, the only way to scare off the ganef for good, once and for all, was to get angry and let it all out and teach the ganef a lesson. To the Bilu Magid, the same is true with the Yetzirah. When it comes to the Yetzirah, there's no room for any patience. There's no room for forgiveness.
No,
when you're dealing with people, you have to be maver al midosov. You have to be a mensch, be patient, be nice, put up with everybody. When it comes to the Yetzirah comes, he's at the ganef breaking into the house, and you have to go ahead, and you let out all your kass, let it all out on the Yetzirah, so the Yetzirah learns a lesson not to come back. Because once you give into the Yetzirah slightly, the Yetzirah comes back again. A little bit out of order, because the cost of law safe increases. We have in this week's parasha about Kedushin and Geirushin, the Yotz of the Haisa. The Torah writes a few psukim, and we learn from these two psukim, dinim of Kedushin, a whole masech the Kedushin, a whole masech the Gittin, based on a few psukim in the Torah. When it comes to writing a ksuva, when it comes to writing a get, we're very careful how to spell names, and ksuva spell names in the get. There's a name with an aleph at the end, a hey at the end, an ayin, every name is a shaila how to spell, and so on. So Maisu of Chaim Volozhino, Reb Chaim Volozhino had a daughter whose name was Chasa. That was her name. And she was a big Rebbetzin. She was married to a Rav in the city of Lida. She was a big Rebbetzin. Chaim Volozhino wrote her a letter one day. He wrote her a letter. He gives it to his son. He tells his son, bring it to the wagon driver. and tell him to deliver it to my daughter personally, to your sister personally, in the city of Lida. No. He brings the letter to the wagon driver, everything is fine. He comes back home, he sees that Chaim Volozhin is busy writing another letter. Chaim Volozhin finishes writing the second letter, he says to his son, quickly, run after the wagon driver, and take back the first letter, and give the second letter instead. I don't want the first letter to go to your sister, I want the second letter to go. Quickly, take back the first letter, and give the wagon driver the second letter. So, Reb Yitzchak, Chaim Volozhin's son, he asks him, like, what changed? He says, no, I want that for the second letter to go, not the first letter. Okay? His father told him, he listens. He runs to where the wagon driver was, and the wagon left already. The wagon driver's on the way to the city of Lida, he's gone. He goes back to Reb Chaim Volozhin, his father, and he says, it's too late. Reb Chaim Volozhin says, go hire a wagon, and run after him, stop him, and take back the first letter. Don't let him deliver the first letter, only deliver the second letter. But now, Reb Yitzchak is very perplexed. What's wrong with the first letter? What does the second letter have? What's... Okay. He follows his father's instructions. He hires the wagon. He runs after the wagon driver, catches up to him, and he tells him, listen, you have to switch letters. The way the story goes, he ended up looking at both letters. Right, wrong. He ended up looking up both letters when he gave it to the wagon driver. He wanted to see what was bothering his father so much. He reads the two letters word for word. There's not one difference between them.
No.
The two letters are exactly the same. Every word for word, everything's the same. Every letter's the same. He's out of his mind. He can't figure out what's bothering his father. He gives the wagon driver the second letter, takes back the first letter. Comes back home, he can't hold it in. He tells his father, I'm missing b'chila, but I looked at both letters. Tell me, I read the letters word for word, both letters were the same. Why? What was wrong with the first letter? And why dafka the second letter? And Chaim Volozhin says, didn't you notice? I spelled your sister's name wrong in the first letter. I spelled, instead of spelling Ches Samech Aleph, I spelled it incorrectly. And that's the only difference between the two letters. So Reb Yitzchak says to his father, so what? So you spelled her name wrong. She'll understand. She won't hold it against you. Chaim Volozhin says, you don't understand. Her father's a Rav in that city. If there will ever be a ksuva or a get that has to be written with the name Chasa, and the Shaila how to spell it, they'll pull out the letter Reb Chaim Volozhin wrote, and they'll say, this is how Reb Chaim Volozhin spelled it, and that's the way to spell the name. And I spelled it wrong, therefore I had to take back the first letter and give the second letter. So Reb Yitzchak says, well, okay. A while later, his sister comes for a visit. And she's speaking to a father, to a brother, and she tells him, you know, we had an interesting shayla in town.
Oh, no.
There's a lady by the name of Chasa, the same name I have, and we weren't sure how to spell her name. So my husband had a chap. He said, your father wrote you a letter. He took down the letter that you wrote, and he looked to see how the name is spelled, and that's how we spelled the name.
She said,
it comes to Shaila Halacha, how to write it and get to Ksuba. You have to make sure. And make sure how people spell the name, and it's not the same way they spell it in Ksuba or in the get.
How does it come to the parish of this story?
The cost of a Sefer
Krisus.
Very careful. Very careful.
Why did they look at the Ksuba?
My son had the same problem now with my grandson. His name is Yehuda.
He's filling it with a hay or an aleph. Going back a little bit in the parasha, the Dilma Magid's Mashal, we say it over every year. So, if you must stay a few minutes, I'll say it over again.
I think
you said it over every year for the past. It's one of the classics. Vasha Socha Lecha Bilam Ben Be'or. What happens? Why not? Because I'm an Amoy of. First of all, Advar Hashem, Kidmu Eschem, Balach, I didn't bring you bread and water on your way out of Mitzrayim. And Vashasach Halacha, they hired Bilam ben Beor. Gemaisa, which one's worse? Which of the two reasons is worse? They didn't give bread and water, on the high of Bilma Mabala Kalacha to curse you. What's the reason Liyova Amona Miyavi? What's the connection between the two reasons?
The water.
And Duna Magis is over his famous marshal. The truth is this marshal has a whole story behind it. There's a marshal before it and a marshal afterwards, a whole Torah, but we'll just stick to this marshal right now. The Duna Magid has a famous marshal. There was once a farmer looking for a shidduch for his daughter, and his daughter wants a learning boy. So what do you find a learning boy?
Yeah,
okay. So he goes to yeshiva, speaks to Rashiv, he wants a good learning boy. And the Rashiv says to him, no, and what kind of support are you offering in return? He says, oh, he could stay by me in the house, and we'll feed him every day, we'll take care of him, just find a nice learning boy for my daughter. Okay, fine. They read the shidduch, they meet, fine, the shidduch goes through. After the chasana, the yeshiva bacha comes to Shver, and he stays on the farm with the Shver. No, the first day, alright, he makes it through. The next day, breakfast is dry bread and water. Suppers again, dry bread, a little herring and water. And he's not used to eating this food. Can't eat it. Yeshiva, they had a little better food. He can't eat it. And he expects better food. So he makes a remark to Shver about some better food. And Shver gets very insulted. I'm taking care of you. I'm supporting you. Beggars can't be choosy. How could you ask for better food? The kids that are suddenly decides to go on a hunger strike. He's not eating. They go on a hunger strike until the Shver gives them better food. Comes breakfast, he leaves over the food, doesn't touch it. Comes supper, he leaves it over. Word gets back to the Shver that the son-in-law doesn't like the food, and he's not eating. Shver gets very upset, very angry. Chutzpah, I give him food, he doesn't want to eat it. Who does he think he is? I'm going to show my son-in-law who's boss around here. He goes out, and he comes back with two big goons. He hires two big goons to come and stand there with a whip and make sure his son-in-law eats. And if he doesn't eat, whip him until he eats. Hit him until he eats.
I gotta do that too.
And he hires these two big goons to come, and they come in, and they stand over him and make sure he eats. The next night, the son-in-law's had it, he runs away. He runs back to yeshiva. He runs away. The morning comes, the son-in-law's gone, the father-in-law figures out where to go. To yeshiva. He goes straight to yeshiva, comes storming into the rashiva, says, what kind of a boy did you give me? What kind of ungrateful he is, what chutzpah he has. And Moshe says, stop, before you get upset, tell me the story. Start from the beginning. And he tells him the story, how I gave him such good food to eat, he refuses to eat, and so on. They call the son-in-law in, they find him, they call him in. What's your side of the story? He says, well, I expected better food, I'm getting dry bread and water, a little herring, I can't survive on that, I can't take it anymore, I had to run away. So Rosh Hashiva says to the farmer, to the shver, why don't you give him a little better food to eat? All you had is bread and water. He says, I can't afford it. I don't have any more money. I can't afford to give him more food than bread and water and a little herring.
But
Rosh Hashiva says, but money to hire the two goons you have. To that you had enough money. Says the Dun Magid, exactly what happened at Bilam. I'm an Amari of them bring bread and water to Bnei Yisrael. It's a tain on them. They couldn't afford bread and water. They had to supply a whole nation of Bnei Yisrael. 600,000 people.
More. Bread and water.
Bread and water. There's a lot of bread and a lot of water. A lot of loaves of bread, a lot of bottles of water. We couldn't afford it. What's that a tain on us? What does the end of the pasuk say? But for that you had money to hire Bilam ben Ba'or to be Mekabel Bnei Yisrael. That was Meloyim based like cast and dissolve. That was much gold and silver. For that you had money. It's not a taina then. You had the money. You didn't want to use it the right way. Now it's a taina on you. It's a nice little story of Marshall. It doesn't speak to all of us. We think we can't do this. It's too hard. But for something else, we have the kayach for. For this, we have the money for. We have the time for. We have the kayach for. Comes to learning a little bit extra. Come to shul early. I don't have the time. I don't have the kayach. It's too hard. We have the time and the kayach to do what we want to do. We have to learn to use the time and the kayach that we have the right way. At the end of the parasha, we said it last,
Yes.
I think the year before was okay. The three mishalim, they say, do the magid say over Baruch HaKadosh. One of them, there's Messiah, which one it is, not this one, a different one, but there are three mishalim that are favorites. I like three. This is one of the three. One's the Pashas Kedoshim, we'll keep it Aveim, if you remember that one. Okay, it's a different time. But this is one of the three favorites that I like. Okay, I call upon him. It says later on in the parasha, Pashas Amalek. Amalek is the Ato Oyeth V'yageya V'yari L'kim. Klal Yisrael was tired, they were worn out, and Amalek attacked. Amalek was v'loyare elokim. Special mitzvah to destroy Amalek, v'yishkach, zocho es she'osocha Amalek. I believe it's the Brisker of, he explains, why is Amalek called v'loyare elokim? You don't find anywhere else, but any of the other guys that attacked, they're giving a title, v'loyare elokim. Amalek is called v'loyare elokim. And he says over, very nice idea. The modern Bava Kamma and Ruba tells us there's a difference between a ganef and a gazel. What's the din by a ganef? A ganef pays kefil. A ganef pays dalav v'hei by sharaseh. Bishachs that resells it. A gazelon does not pay kefil. A gazelon does not pay dalav v'hei. A gazelon pays the heishim es hagzeir asher gazel. He returns exactly what he took with the value of what he took. The ganef, on the other hand, gets a kenas. He pays back double kefil. He pays back dalav v'hei. And the Gemara explains, what's the chiluk? Why is there a nafkamina between the two? The chiluk is, the ganif is afraid of people. The ganif steals secretly at night when no one's around. He's afraid of people, but he's not afraid of Hashem. He's afraid of people, he's not afraid of Hashem. He deserves to be punished extra. The gazlan isn't afraid of anybody. He's walking down the street, he sees what he wants, he goes and he takes it. He's not embarrassed, he's not afraid of people, not embarrassed of Hashem. So on him, this is not such a big time. But a person who makes chashbonis, how to avoid being caught, he's afraid of other people, but he's not afraid of Hashem, he doesn't include Hashem in his chashbonis, that person is punished more. Says the Brisker Rav, Amalek here made a cheshbon. Amalek attacked va'ata oyef v'yageya. Amalek waited till Klal Yisrael was oyef v'yageya. They made chashbonis, had attacked Bnei Yisrael, way to attack Bnei Yisrael, it was all planned out. They made the chashbonis, they were afraid, and they had to plan out. They were afraid of people, but they weren't afraid of Hashem. They weren't afraid of Hashem. A person who makes cheshbonis, what to do, how to do the Aveira, he's afraid of people, and he does the Aveira anyway, he's a v'loyare elokim. He's a person who's not afraid of Hashem. A person who has Yirah Shemayim, the same way Halavai, Rabbi Yochanan said, Halavai, the same way we have Moira boss of the dom, we should be, have Moira Shemayim afraid of Hashem. It's true for us also. We all do things, we look around, we shouldn't get caught, someone shouldn't see us, we're embarrassed. But we forget to look up. A person forgets to look. But we are looking, a person has to remember to have your Shemayim. So this idea is brought down, Hashem Yishmur brings it down.
20 years
ago. It's brought down that it's, the pasuk is said by Roshan Yochid. It's also l'cha, Amalek did to you, not l'chem. Amalek, it should have said Roshan Rabin. Amalek attacked Bnei Yisrael. Didn't attack people personally. Why is it a Roshan Yochid? Zocha it's also l'cha. Remember what Amalek did to you, Roshan Yochid. It would have been more appropriate to say what Amalek did to you, to us, Roshan Rabin. Says the same with Shmuel, and many others say the same idea, is that Amalek's kayach to attack us is only when we're separate, only when we're alone. When a person is not together, not part of the kahal, not part of the tzibur, with yechidim, Amalek has a kayach to attack us. It's brought down, Amalek only attacked those that the honor was polite, those that the cloud, the nani kovit, did not protect, and they were outside the nani kovit, those that were separate. But when we have achdus, we're all together, Amalek doesn't have the kayach to attack. It says in the Megillah, what did Mordechai say? Leich Kinois is call Yehudim. Go and gather all the Yehudim. The way to fight Amalek is Leich Kinois. Go and gather everybody together. Achdus. When Klal Yisrael is together, Amalek has no kayach. And Pashas B'Shalach, when we fought against Amalek, when Moshe lifted up his hands, what happened? We won the Mechama. We're winning. Moshe put down his hands, we lost. And the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah asks, V'chiyodav shel Moshe, ois Mechama, shayvris Mechama. Does Moshe's hands make the Mechama, break the Mechama? And what is the Mishnah answer? That Bizman Ela, when Moshe lifted his hands, Bizman Shay Yisrael, Mishtakun Lamayo, Mishavdin Libam, Ravim Shevashamayim. When Klal Yisrael, when Mishavet the Hatz Ta'Karish Baruch Hu, when Moshe lifted up his hands, Klal Yisrael looked up, and Mishavet the Hatz Ta'Karish Baruch Hu. That's when they won, when there's Achdus. When we come together, to be Yoyv Day Hashem, people come together, Mishabed our hearts to Hashem, that's when Klal Yisrael won the Mechama against the Mark. When it's Achdus and Klal Yisrael, that's when we win against the Yitzhar against the Mark. But when it's Lecha, when it's Yechidim, everyone's an individual, that's when Malik has the Kayach. We're holding right before Rosh Hashanah, it's getting closer. Every week it's a week closer. That's less than 3 weeks till Rosh Hashanah. So, One eight says, Achdus, be part of a klal, part of a tzibur. A person who's part of a tzibur has more protection and more kayach than a person who stands who stands alone.
Right,
and Bifrat now, this year Rosh Hashanah is very early, so it's the end of the summer. Memela, it's the end of the summer. The learning gets a little bit schwach before Labor Day because it's the calendar didn't exactly work out with the vacation time this year. But fakat, before Rosh Hashanah, let's be mechazik ourselves and be mechazik the learning before Rosh Hashanah. So we go into Rosh Hashanah, we'll have this chus of learning, being part of the tzibur together, and with kleich of the tzibur, Kadosh Baruch Hu should judge us favorably. She'll be zeichem b'ksiv b'chsimatayv.